Good morning. Welcome to Fellowship Baptist Church. Good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Just thankful for the opportunity that we have to be in the Lord's house. I'm thankful for the beautiful sunshine that we see this morning. I know that God knows exactly how much rain we need, but I know how much I want for the next few days. I don't think I'm going to get my wants, but at any rate, I'm glad to see the sunshine shining this morning. Thank you again for being here this morning. I know some of you probably came expecting, hopefully, to see my dad again this morning. I'm thankful that he came and preached for me last Sunday. We had a good time off at a volleyball tournament in Tennessee with my family. So thankful that Dad was able to come and fill in for me. But he has shared with me, and I know who it is, but he bumped into somebody after Sunday morning. And this somebody told him, said, "You need to be sure and tell your son that when he gets a fill-in preacher, not to get somebody that can preach better than him." So whoever is guilty of that, you can come onto the altar right now and repent, or I'm going to preach about you. So we'll just leave it like that. So, no, it's good to be in the Lord's house with you this morning. If you will, stand with me for just a moment. I'm going to open up in a word of prayer, already off kilter. I missed one Sunday, and I'm off kilter this morning. But we do have an announcement that we need to make before we begin service this morning. So let's just go to the Lord in word of prayer, and then Al's going to make an announcement for us this morning. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your many blessings. God, we thank you for the honor and the privilege that we have to be here in your house this morning, God. I pray that you'll help us, dear Father, as we're here, that we'll lift your name up, that we'll worship you, and that we'll glorify you. Also, God, I pray that you'll help us while we're here to be sensitive to your spirit. God, if there's things in our life that we need to get right with you, I pray that you'll help us to use this opportunity for that. God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll help us to leave here closer than we were when we came in. God, I want to thank you most of all that you loved me and that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for me. God, help me to live my life in a way that gives you glory and that will point someone else to the cross. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen.
As the world looks above me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family.
Right into the message here in just a moment, but before we do, I want us to look. You know, Sarah was talking about how things are different right now and things are tough, and our church has experienced a lot of loss. Just this week in our church, there's been several families that have lost loved ones, and some due to COVID and some for other reasons and different causes. And there's other families in our church right now that are dealing with COVID, some that are dealing with residual effects left over from COVID, different things going on. And there's a lot of stuff that's happening in our church right now. And we need to pray for our church family and lift one another up, that while we know that Satan is trying to destroy the church, that Satan is absolutely trying, and he's going to start with our families. And we know we got families in our church right now that have been battling, that have been attacked by Satan. We got church families right now that are splitting up because Satan has got in the middle of it. And you say, well, preacher, you shouldn't put people's personal stuff out there. I'm not going to mention a name whatsoever. But I think it's time that we be real and understand how Satan is attacking, and how that we as children of God need to pray for one another, lift one another up, get your guard up, put that whole armor of God on this morning, and we need to be in a battle for fighting for our Lord. But while we got all of this stuff going on, I want us to go to the Lord in word of prayer this morning and ask God a special blessing on the people who are hurting in our church, families who are hurting in our church, the things going on around us. Let's just go together and the Lord to the Lord in word of prayer and ask God to bless in all of this. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you this morning. God, I want to thank you for your presence. God, I want to thank you for being here with us. God, I pray, dear Father, dear Lord, as we're here this morning, that we will be present with you, that the things that are going on outside of this place, the things that may take place this week or after a while, God, that we'll let all of that slide to the back of our minds, and God, that we'll focus on being with you this morning, that we'll focus on hearing from your word, that we'll focus on worshiping you. God, I pray, dear Father, dear Lord, for all of these situations, God, that are going on in our church, that are going on in our community, in our country, God. I pray, dear Father, that you'll reach down. I pray that you'll touch, God. I pray that you'll touch these families that have experienced loss this week. God, I pray that you'll be with them and give them grace and comfort that only you can. God, I pray for these families that Satan has attacked. And God, it seems like that he is winning. God, it seems like maybe the family is going to split up. God, you know exactly what's going on. God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll move in an amazing way. God, if there's a way for that relationship to be saved, God, I pray that you'll work in the middle of that. God, I pray that you'll just help us, dear Father, to keep our eyes on, to keep our guard up, God, to put on that whole armor of God. And God, I pray that you'll help us to be steadfast, foundationally strong, as this world, dear Father, seems heavy at this point in time. Help us to keep our eyes on you. God, we thank you again for everyone that's here. I pray that you'll touch every need, God. Most of all, if there's one that's lost, that today will be the day that they come to know you as their personal Savior. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen. This morning, we'll be taking some reading out of a couple of different places in the Bible, and we'll get to those in just a minute. If you want to go ahead and place a finger in your Bible to where we're going to be, we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 1 and Habakkuk chapter number 3. The two different places, I like saying that, Habakkuk. That sounds like chewing tobacco to me for some reason. I like saying that. I can't help it. I'm just a little bit redneck and country every now and again. Y'all just have to forgive me for that. But so in Habakkuk chapter number 3, if you want to, I don't know. I'm weird, guys. Y'all just be with me this morning. Habakkuk chapter number 3, we'll be there in just a few minutes. But as we've been talking this morning, and as Sarah, as the song service was going this morning, and the last song that they sung, and yes, I did request that song this morning, just woke up with it on my mind and on my heart this morning, but I want us to think about this thought for just a minute. As she was talking about, and she was singing a song, and we were singing a song about God's blessings on us, but she came to us, first of all, talking about what a weird time that this is. And I didn't tell her to say anything or ask her to say anything. I just asked them to sing the song. I want to introduce you to this thought this morning. Not that it hasn't been a thought on your mind already. What an awful time this is. What an awful time this is. You say, well, preacher, you really know how to lift us up this morning. But let's just be real for a minute. Let's just get down in the trenches and let's get to where we're all thinking and where we're all feeling a little bit this morning, maybe from time to time. And the thought that crossed my mind this week as I began to study and to prepare and think about a message for this morning, the first thought that came into my mind is, how in the world do you preach, and how in the world do you find the power of God, and how in the world do you get to a place that your church is ready for God to send sinners in here, that they can feel the power of God and feel fill the Spirit of God so that people can come in and come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Church, that ought to be our greatest goal that we have. Again, I enjoy coming in to worship with y'all, but I pray that every time that we come in, that God is preparing us a little more and a little more to be a place where sinners can come in and find salvation before it's everlasting too late. And as I began to think about how in the world, God, do we get to that place where you want us to be, the first thought that it crossed my mind was, what an awful time that we're living in. Let's look around for just a minute. We're sitting in a church this morning with church pews roped off. We're sitting in a church this morning with caution tape put on pews so that we can social distance. We're sitting in a church this morning where 250 to 300 people used to gather together and worship, and people used to come together and fellowship, and we used to shake hands. Excuse me. We used to have Sunday school. We used to have choir here at Fellowship Baptist Church. And when I look around and I see all of those things missing, I see the caution tape. Hey, and I know we have to do it. I'm not saying anything bad about it, but I'm just saying it's an awful time that we're living in. We can't high-five each other. We can't shake hands. Some of you are happy about this. Nobody tries to hug you anymore. Scotty Perdue just loves that part of it. Nobody tries to hug you anymore at church. It feels weird visiting just the families that lost loved ones this week. Do you know how odd it feels as a pastor not to feel like that you can go and go into their home and visit with them and hug them and let them know that your church loves them and that they want it? Do you know how awkward that feels? It wasn't long ago I preached a funeral for a family that I pastored at the first church that I was pastor of. And usually when I finish with the graveside service, I usually go through and shake hands with them all. And if I know them real well, I'll hug their neck and tell them, I love you, God loves you, I'm praying that God will comfort you. But when I finished with that graveside service that day, I looked at them and said, I'm praying for y'all. Y'all know how awful that felt as a pastor? As someone that I feel that God has put it in my life to be there for people and to love people and to pray for people and try my best to comfort people, it's an awful time that we're living in. Satan is attacking families and friends. Kids are doing virtual learning. We'll step outside of the church for just a minute. I hate seeing my kids do virtual learning. I know at times they probably like it. They get to sleep a little bit later. They get up and they do their homework and they go on with their day. But I absolutely hate my kids having to do virtual learning. I'm ready for them to be back to their social life that they had at school, for the things that they used to come home and tell me stories about doing. I want to hear those stories again. I want to hear about the things that they were doing. Our teachers having to plan virtual lessons. Lord have mercy. I can't imagine trying to preach to y'all virtually. I did it for just a little while in the beginning of the pandemic, but I'm so glad to see y'all this morning. It's so wonderful to see y'all looking back at me. Our teachers that are planning and teaching virtual, it's an awful time. We can only go to home ball games. You know how hard that is for us who have watched our kids play ball all the way up. My neighbors probably think there's something going on at my house on most Tuesdays and Thursday nights between 6 and 8 o'clock. They probably think Autumn and I are having disputes because we're hollering and screaming and all those kinds of things. And we used to get to do that in the gym. And do you know how awful it is that when you go to the ball game and you know that it's being streamed live, you have to look, and if you're sitting right under that camera, that I have to put my hand over Autumn's mouth the whole ball game and say, everybody can hear you. It's an awful time that we're living in. We're missing out on our social lives. Our country is divided. Some businesses, locally owned businesses, are struggling. Families are struggling, maybe financially or emotionally or spiritually. We have people struggling. It's an awful time that we're living in. Sickness is a daily discussion in our conversations. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to a time that when you talk to people that you actually got to see their face? And that you actually got to share emotional expressions with one with another. And that the conversation didn't always go to so-and-so tested positive. Have you been quarantined? What do you think about COVID? It would be so nice to go back to a time before that. But sickness is a daily discussion in our conversations. I didn't get to see my grandparents for Thanksgiving or Christmas. What an awful time that it's been. You know, used to this time of year, I used to love to go sit down. When I got an opportunity, it wasn't very often, but I'd go sit down. If my grandpa always had a fire in his basement, and it was always about 3,000 degrees in there. So I could wear shorts and a t-shirt, but listen to him tell stories and talk about things, and he was always so concerned about how the church was doing. How was I doing as a pastor? what was going on. It's an awful time that we're living in. Our loved ones are being diagnosed with COVID. Some are not recovering, and we have lost loved ones due to this sickness. And when you look around, the only thing that you can say is, what an awful time that we're living in. Is everybody excited? Is everybody just really uplifted right now? When you look around and you see all of those things that are going on around us, and you see the awfulness that there is, and you see the destruction that is happening around us, it is an awful, awful time that we're living in. But church, here's the part of it that I want to get to this morning, that even in the middle of an awful, awful time, in a time when all of these things are taking place in our lives, in a time that none of us really like what's happening, none of us really are enjoying what's going on, we don't like the separation, we don't like the things that we've been talking about for the last few minutes, I want you to know that we are still a very blessed people and that God is still good this morning. In the midst of all of this, in an awful time, that we are still so blessed. And the reason that I had them sing that song this morning, I know a lot of times the first thing that pops into our minds when we start talking about blessings is we do start thinking about the physical blessings that we have. This morning I woke up and there was food on my table to eat. But you know what? There was also food in my cabinet for after a while. I'm a blessed man this morning. There was a roof over my head when I woke up. This morning I wasn't out in the cold. I wasn't out in the wind. I wasn't out in the rain. This morning I woke up in a house that God has blessed me and my family with. And it's a physical blessing that I have. And even in the midst of everything being awful, I'm a blessed man this morning. I was able to get up and put clothes on. Now, Autumn didn't lay my clothes out before she left. She's out of town this morning. She didn't lay my clothes out, so I'm not sure I got the right clothes on, but I do have clothes on this morning. I am a blessed man standing before you this morning. I am healthy. I have my strength. As far as I know, I'm healthy. This morning, I'm in my right mind. Some of you might dispute that with just a little bit with me this morning. But when you look around and you see all of the things, we are physically blessed this morning, even in the midst of an awful time. Some of you have been through trials and troubles like you couldn't believe, that you never saw coming. Some of you, the devil has slipped into your family. And maybe you're sitting here this morning and your family has been separated. You might be sitting here this morning and your children are not acting the way that you want them to act. You might be sitting here this morning and you've gone cold on God in the midst of all of this awfulness that's around us. But I want you to know that still that God is good and you are very blessed even in the middle of all of that. You say, well, preacher, I don't know that I understand. Well, let's go to Ephesians chapter number 1. Let's go there first. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 3. The Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? That can only be talking about one person right there. You know, I'm glad the Bible didn't leave any speculation there. It could have just said, blessed be the gods, which there are no gods. I want you to know something. There is one true God, and it is the one that Ephesians chapter number 3, chapter number 1, verse number 3 is talking about. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. This morning, I know as we look at our lives and we start thinking about the physical blessings that God has given us, and yes, we have. We have got physical blessings this morning. We have tangible blessings this morning that we can lay our hands to, that we can see, that we can taste, touch, and smell. We have those things going on in our life. But I want you to know something, just as Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 3 speaks of this morning, we also have spiritual blessings that we take for granted. We have some spiritual blessings in our life this morning. Here in the first word of this verse, it says blessed or blessed be the God. Now I want you to know something, that bless or blessed is telling us that we need to honor Him, that we need to worship Him, that we need to adore Him, that we need to thank Him for all of the things that He's done for us, but especially for those spiritual blessings that God has given us in our life. When things around us are awful, when things around us are troubles and trials, we still need to know that we have spiritual blessings that we take for granted. it. You say, well, what are they, preacher? Name a few of those spiritual blessings that we have. Well, I don't know how in the world you can even start that list without naming salvation first and foremost. I am so thankful for salvation this morning, that because of Jesus Christ giving his life for me, raising from the dead, that this morning that my sins are washed away, that I belong to him, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and no matter what happens here on this earth, no matter how awful that it gets, no matter how bad it could be, that I have a promise to spend eternity with him in heaven. That is the first and foremost spiritual blessing that I can think of this morning. As I look at spiritual blessings in my life, I can think about this. I was able to get a good night's sleep last night in the middle of all of the awfulness, in the middle of all of the bad things that are going on, that God has given me a calm in my soul. And just like the lady said in the Bible when her son had died and she went to look for Elijah, and she said, it is well. It is, this morning, even in the middle of trouble and tribulation and awfulness, I can stand and say, it is well, because it is well way down deep in my soul, deeper than the surface can be this morning, deeper than all of the tangible things that this world can provide. It is well with me this morning in the middle of all the awfulness, that I have peace in the middle of a storm. The Bible tells us about a peace that passeth all understanding, that you can't even comprehend this morning, that God has given us peace, that we have joy in a trial. You ever seen somebody going through something and you look and you say, well, that's just awful. I don't know how in the world they're still existing, and every now and again you'll still catch a glimpse of a smile on their face. Even now and again, I can't help but think about the Rosenhowers. When Alyssa had her accident, I hope it's okay if I say something about this, brother. I can't help but think about it. I would go down there, and all the way down there I'd be praying, saying, God, how in the world do I encourage this family? How in the world, when they don't even know if their daughter is going to walk out of this place, they don't know if she's going to live, how in the world do I go down there and encourage them? And every single time that I would go down there, I would leave by them encouraging me, because I saw the peace and the joy and the calm that they still had way down in here, even in the middle of that awful trial. And I'm so thankful that God seen fit to allow Alyssa to walk out of there. I'm so thankful that God seen fit for that. You know what? God is good this morning, and we are blessed. Even in the middle of all of the awfulness, that there's comfort in time of pain. There are families in our church this morning, two different families I can think of, three different families in our church this morning that I think of right off the top of my head that's lost loved ones this week. And I guarantee you, if you call them and ask them, how are you doing? How is things going? They're going to tell you that they're hurting, that they are in pain, but they can feel the comfort of God on their lives because they know their loved ones are in a better place, because they know their loved ones are there waiting on them. They have reached the goal that we are trying to reach. Some of you have lost husbands and wives and children, brothers and sisters, and you know how bad it hurt. But even in the midst of that, in the middle of awfulness, you still found comfort in your life. God is good, and we are blessed. Everything is awful around us, but I'm so thankful that I have comfort during a time of pain. I have unconditional love from a God that created everything, from a Savior that gave his life for me. I have unconditional love. I have undeserved friendship. I have an unending relationship and companionship with Jesus Christ. So in the middle of everything being awful, in the middle of sometimes I know that I get in a humdrum rut. I get people say, well, how's everything going? Well, good, I reckon, with everything considering going on around us. I've been just not very happy. This has been Silas's senior year, and I've watched him play ball since before he could hold a T-ball bat. And the fact that I can't go watch him play, you know what? Y'all pray for him. He's decided to play football this year. Lord have mercy, he ain't played since 7th or 8th grade, something like that, but he's playing wide receiver, and as some of y'all know, I'm going to tell on him. As some of y'all know, Silas, he's kind of quiet, but once you get to know him, he's a little bit confident. So I asked him the other day, I said, how's it going? Caden, you'll appreciate this. I said, how's football going? And this is the wide receiver attitude, so you'll know all about this. He said, well, Daddy, I'm not sure I know all the plays yet, but I'm pretty much unguardable, just so you know. That's a wide receiver for you right there. And the fact that he's going to go play ball, and I think I'm going to get to go watch most of those games, but watching him go through his senior year and watching him play basketball and score some awesome shots play some defense, and at any other time, there would have been a whole section full of students that would have went crazy during that. There'd have been a whole gymnasium that went crazy for that, and yet there was about 10 of us clapping for them. Man, I've been so aggravated in the middle of all of that awfulness, but when I get my mind right, and when I get my heart right, and when my spirit is in the place that it should be, in the middle of any awfulness that you can go through, God is good, and I am blessed. I am blessed this morning. My spiritual blessings that come in my life are so much more important. You know what I should be saying, God? Instead of complaining about not getting to go watch Silas, just say, God, thank you for giving me Silas. God, thank you for loaning him to me for a short time here on this earth. I hope and pray that I outlive him. I hope and pray that he lives way past me and he has a long and productive life. But for whatever time that God has given him to me and my daughters, I should just be thankful and say, God, thank you for that. Instead of looking and saying, well, this is so awful, just saying, God, but that I'm so blessed with what you have given me. In the middle of all of the awfulness, we are still so blessed. Turn with me, if you will, to Habakkuk chapter number 3. Habakkuk chapter number 3. Is anybody in this church blessed besides me this morning? Amen. Habakkuk chapter number 3. If you go over to the book of Habakkuk and you study just a little bit, Habakkuk was an Old Testament prophet that was given a message from God that judgment was coming to Judah. Because Judah wasn't where they were supposed to be, that judgment was coming their way. I don't have time to get into all of it this morning, but to give you just a quick overshadowing of what's going on. The Chaldeans were being raised up. They were being strengthened to be the ones to come and overtake Judah. They were going to be the ones that would execute the judgment upon Judah, and they would take Judah captive. Chapters 1 and 2, Habakkuk the prophet, he begins to wrestle with God. And he begins to say, God, please have mercy. And he begins to say, God, please don't help them. And he begins to wrestle with God and try to talk God into thinking a different way. But then you get to chapter number 3, and chapter number 3 is a song. You can go back and study it here and sometime on your own. And in chapter number 3, Habakkuk finally embraces what God is telling him. He has been given a message from God, and at first he wrestles with it. And he says, God, I don't want to take this message. I don't want to see this happen. And then in chapter number 3, he finally embraces the message that God has given him. And he goes and he begins to deliver it to the people. And he begins to tell them that destruction is coming, that the Chaldeans are going to come, and that they're going to take them captive, that they're going to be overrun. And if you go and read Habakkuk chapter 1 and 2, you'll see how the Bible talks about the Chaldeans being a terrible people, and they were very fierce. And now here Habakkuk's having to carry a message to Judah. Sounds like an awful time, doesn't it? Sounds like a time that you just say, well, this is awful. If I was in here telling y'all this morning that we're fixing to be overtaken, that some very fierce, some very awful people are going to overrun us and they're going to overtake us, y'all would be, well, thank you, preacher. We really appreciate that message. And I'm sure that's the way that Judah felt when Habakkuk begins to deliver this message. But as Habakkuk begins to embrace the message that God has given him, we find Habakkuk chapter number 3, verse number 17. Look, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Are y'all with me that far? Y'all see the awfulness that's taking place? Habakkuk is saying, although all of these things are going to happen, although the fruit on the vine, there shall be no fruit in the vine, again, verse number 17, the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Habakkuk says, even though it's all awful and it's all terrible, and it's not going to be any good, although it's going to be that way, I want you to notice what he says in verse number 18. Then he says, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief stringer on my singer on my stringed instruments. Habakkuk says, even though all of this awfulness is going to happen, even though it's going to be terrible and we're going to be lacking all of those things, he says in verse number 18, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Church, we need to rejoice in the Lord. We need to be happy. We need to know that God's got us, that God's going to comfort us, that God's going to hold us, that He's going to prepare a way for us, that He is going to continue as always to provide for us, that God has got us. So when you look around, don't see all of the awful. Don't think about all of the awful. You think about the spiritual blessings that God has given you. You think about the physical blessings that God has given you. And in the midst of all of that, you can be like Habakkuk and say, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, because of the joy of the Lord is my salvation. You can say, I will rejoice. Now look, I want to give you a little modern day story to end this message this morning that sort of takes on the personification of Habakkuk. Several years ago, my family, we have horses and cows, and we started making our own hay. I don't know why they say we don't make hay. We go out there and we cut grass and we sweat like dogs and we get hay up. That's what we do. Hannah, if y'all will, come on and sing. If y'all will, just sing that last song that you sung for congregational. Let's sing it for invitation this morning, Sarah and Andrea. So we were making hay. That's the way you say it if you're a farmer. So I'm just going to keep saying making hay. We were getting up hay. It's been several years ago. I wish my uncle was here to tell this story, because he is probably one of the best storytellers around. If he catches you in a corner somewhere and wants to tell you a story, you're going to get all the details. He's a good storyteller. Some of y'all that know him know what I'm talking about. But so they were out there, and we were getting up hay, and best I remember, I may have been in the barn. This has probably been, I see, Brady, my youngest cousin, he is 24 or so now, so this has been a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, somewhere in that area. We were out there and we were putting hay in the barn, and you know how hot and nasty that is and how aggravating it is, old Squire Bells. And Brady wanted to help, and he was probably 5 or 6, somewhere in that area about that time. And of course, at that time, you know, you're not strong enough to lift a hay bale. Every time that the rest of us would turn around, he was right in the way and getting knocked over, and they were afraid that he was going to get hurt. So David, his dad, my uncle, goes over there, and after he had told him several different times, Brady, just stay out of the way. Brady, go over there and sit down somewhere. Brady, let us get this trailer unloaded, and I'll let you help me drive the tractor. But Brady was determined to help. So after several times of that, David goes over, and he picks up a hay bale, and he sets it over on the ground, and he turns around, and he gets Brady, and he picks him up, and he stands him on that hay bale, and he says, now stand there and do not move. Well, you know what that done to Brady. That just crushed his little heart. He was wanting to help. Best I remember, there was little tears coming down. He was in a place, he was in trouble. He was in an awful place as a 5, 6-year-old. And as he's standing there, and look, we're drawing back to Habakkuk here, the awful place. But as he was standing there on that hay bale that day, we still talk about this in our family discussion a whole lot. He had been singing in the choir at church, and he'd learned a couple of little songs and learned a couple of little courses. And as he was standing there on that hay bale that day, and he's heartbroken, hey, for him, that was a burden and a trial. He had just got in trouble for wanting to help. And Daddy was upset with me because I was in the way. And I've been put in a place that I don't want to be, standing here on this hay bale. But as he stood there on that hay bale, and everybody else continued working, seemed like everything else was just going on like normal, Brady was standing there on that hay bale, tears rolling down his cheek, and all that you hear is over there, you heard his little voice start up. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed. Habakkuk was in an awful place. He was in a place he didn't want to be. The people of Judah was in a place they didn't want to be. And you might be in a place that you don't want to be this morning. You may be sick of COVID. You may be going through a family struggle. You might have experienced loss in your life. And you may be having a hard time right now. But boy, I need a pure heart, just like Brady had standing there on that hay bale. And I need to, instead of saying, well, I'm in a place I don't want to be, I'm in a place that I was put, and I'm in trouble. I'm in a place that now is a burden to me. And instead of focusing on that hay bale, and instead of focusing on exactly where I'm at, I need to lift my eyes up. I need to pick my head up, and I need to begin to say, God, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning until I lay my head to rest, I am blessed this morning. Church, you are blessed. Don't focus on the trouble. Don't focus on the hay bale that you may have been put on. Don't focus on the circumstance that you're in. I'm glad that Habakkuk had the spiritual knowledge in his life. He had the spiritual contentment in his life to say, God, you may bring all of this in my life. God, all this may happen, but I want you to know that I still will rejoice in you, that I will still lift you up. Church, we need to continue to lift him up, that God is worthy of our honor and our glory and our praise. And I'm afraid sometimes that we set on our praise, that we set on our worship. We come to church and we say, well, I've done my duty. Well, I want you to know something. You say, well, preacher, why are you always talking about worship during the service? Why are you always talking about praising during the service? Because sometimes it's hard to do that out there, ain't it? It's hard to do that when you're standing on that hay bale. It's hard to do that when you're in a bad situation. But right here in the midst of God's people, in the middle of God's presence, this ought to be the easiest place in the world that we have to raise our hands, to lift our voice, and to praise a God that is worthy of our honor and our glory and our praise, because no matter what's going on in our life, He is good and I am blessed this morning. I'm thankful for what God's done in my life. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute, Jennifer, if you will, play. None of you know what's going on in my life, just as I don't know what's going on in yours. We know bits and pieces. We know things that maybe each other has been through because we've talked about them. But only you know where you're at personally right now. Are you focused on the awfulness? Are you focused on the hay bale that you're standing on? So I want you to know something. By Brady standing there that day and singing, I am blessed, that has been a testimony to me and my family for years and years and years. And God is using him. But it's been a testimony in my life to think about when I'm in a place I don't want to be, when I'm in trouble, to still say, I am blessed. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know your spiritual condition, but I know that we all can look around right now and say, it's awful. The things that we're doing, they're terrible. This ain't the fun that we were having. But I want you to know that we need to focus on the blessings of God, that we need to focus on the way that God has given us great gifts in our life, and we need to worship Him and praise Him and honor Him and adore Him and thank Him. Preacher, I'm here this morning. I'm going through something. I'm in a place I don't want to be. I'm kind of like Habakkuk. I've been wrestling with God. I've been asking God to change stuff in my life, and it doesn't seem like God's going to change it. It doesn't seem like God's going to work the way I want Him to work. But I do realize that I need to quit wrestling, and I need to embrace and begin to worship Him. That I need to quit wrestling, God, and I need to start worshiping Him. And I need to focus on my blessings. Is anybody here this morning, you're going through something and you just say, preacher, I need to realize where I'm at, but I need to continue to just worship God and honor God. Would you just lift your hand and say, preacher, pray for me. I want to worship God. I see your hand. You put it right back down. Preacher, just pray for me. I'm going through something. I see your hand. You put it right back down. Preacher, I'm going through something. I see your hand. You put it right back down. Yes, you put it right back down. I see it. Preacher, I'm going through something. I see your hand. You put it right back down. I need to worship God. I need to focus on my blessings and not the awfulness. God, I pray, Your Father, as we've come together this morning, God, I pray that You will move on our hearts and our lives. God, I need help. God, I know that I have focused on the negatives, God. I have focused on the hay bale. I have focused on the hardships and the awfulness, God. And it's time that I turn my focus to You. That I embrace the situation that I'm in. God, allow You to change the things that You want to change in my life, that I draw closer to You. God, I need to just get to where I'm just honoring You, and I'm thanking You for all of the blessings that I have in my life. God, You've been so good to me. I'm so unworthy, but I just want to thank You, and I want to praise You for all that You've done. God, for every hand that was raised, for families in our church, God, that's going through awful things, God, help them to see Your blessings. God, help us to worship You for Your blessings. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.